All right. Good morning, everybody. Good to be back with you. I'm going to be over in James, the fourth chapter. Actually, Greg already mentioned it here just a little bit ago, the scripture that I'm going to be reading out of, Greg Offutt there. But it's going to be over in James chapter 4. I'm going to read about 13 through 16. I'm going to read those verses there out of James 4. But I got to thinking, it always is kind of, you know, it's always good to reflect a little bit this time of year, is it not? You know, most people do, you know, whether it's the beginning of the year, but I've been here to church, it'd be 15 years in January. And of course, Patty knows it's been 15 years since Rick passed, but it's just been, it happened about the same time. But I cannot believe how fast, Greg, time is flying. It is flying by. I mean, I know it's not just me, because other people that I talk to, you know, I talk to them and they'll say stuff like this. Whenever you talk to them, they'll say, "Where's the year going?" Or they'll say stuff, "The time flies when you're having fun," you know, and how quickly time is passing. And I look at it from this perspective as I got to thinking about the sermon. And most of you well know that Tink had a couple of nieces that passed away this past year. And, I mean, it's just within a month's time. And I've said this before, but one of them was 33 years old. Now, 33 years old, had two young boys. And, you know, and she'd had cancer. And the cancer, you know, it was a very aggressive kind of cancer. And it ended up taking her. But, you know, we do not have to be old to pass. We don't have to be. And the scripture I'm going to read this morning, I want to go, like I said, I'm going to get to it here in just a little bit, but something else that the Lord put upon my heart as we were reading the scriptures this morning, and Ken went back and read the first verse of Mark chapter 2, and what I liked about it when it was said that Jesus was in the house. Amen? I pray that Jesus is in the house this morning. I pray that the Holy Spirit is moving and that the anointing falls this morning. I pray that I believe there's a song that said that Jesus is in the house. And I thank God this morning. You know what? He could be in this house here this morning. He could be at your house at home where you live. I mean, he can be. Make sure that he's in your house this morning. Anyway, if you are there, let's turn to James chapter 4. If you're there, let's stand. If you are able this morning. And let's read 13 through 16. Very, very sound words for everybody. And here it goes. "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go unto such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life?" And it says this, as Greg mentioned, it is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. For that we ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him, I'll just read one more. Therefore him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Very, very simple scripture, but very good scripture to live by, right? Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come again, Lord, one more time with thanksgiving in my heart. And I want to thank you, Lord, for all that you've given this church and all that you've given me and all that you've blessed the people with. You know, thank you for 2024, but Lord, you know we are into 2025 now, Lord. And Father, we want to give it to you as well. And Father, we want to give you the praise for that. We ask you to go with each and every heart that's here this morning. And Lord, we will praise you for all of it. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. And amen. You may be seated, and thank you. You know, I think about stuff in terms of my lifespan. And I know some people in here are probably about my age group. But anyway, I'll be turning 67 here shortly. But I think about some of the stuff. It's been, those guys in my age group, you just think about it. It's been 61 years since President Kennedy was assassinated. 61 years. I can remember the Saturday after he was assassinated. I got mad because they took cartoons off. I'm just saying, it's been 61 years. It's been 55 years since men landed on the moon the first time. Or as my grandmother said back then, as whenever they staged it and they made a video of it. That's what my grandmother said back then. It's been 55 years. It's been 50 years since Richard Nixon resigned as president for telling a lie. Aren't you glad that none of our leaders do that today? aren't you glad that no one does that in our leadership today? It's been 25 years, now understand this, since we dug ourselves out from Y2K. Remember that? All the stuff that they said was going to happen, all the stuff. Remember us having to dig ourselves out, the computer's not working, and this and that. Of course, it never happened, but you know what I'm saying? It's been 25 years. It's been 23 years since 9/11. 23 years. 12 years removed, and I thought this was a good one. It's been 12 years removed from the destruction of the world that happened whenever the Mayan calendar ran out. Remember that? Oh, I could go on and on and on with what has happened in our lifetime. You know, that's why the scripture tells us that life is like a vapor. Now, you may be sitting here and you may be just starting out in your life. You may be young. And I remember this for a fact. Whenever me and Tink first got married, I remember an older gentleman at our church, whenever after that same day that we got married, telling us, he said, listen, he said, you live for the Lord, because before you know it, you're going to be my age. And you're going to wonder where time was going. And he was 70 at the time. And me and Tink looked at him thinking, well, you know. Look now. Look where it is now. Life has flown by. It has. Life is passing by fast. But as I read the scripture this morning, it may be surprising to us. As I read that to you, James is not telling you to plan, not telling you not to plan. That's not what he's trying to get across to you. What he's trying to get across to you is do not make plans without God being involved in them. That's what he's trying to get across to us. We all plan. I plan for retirement. I plan, you've planned for this, you plan for that. We all plan. We plan to do different things. But where it gets us in trouble is, it's whenever we plan without getting God involved in the plans. That's where the trouble starts. Listen, what it's telling us is you're a fool if you planned as if your future is guaranteed. Katrina Kirkpatrick, like I said, was 33 years old. When she got married, I am sure she thought, we'll have children, we'll raise those children, we'll have grandchildren one day, we'll do this, we'll do that. But you know what? Life is like a vapor. And it goes by so fast. And those plans didn't come to fruition for her. They didn't do it. And you know, and you're a fool if you plan for the future without God in those plans. You see, we can plan for vacation and family get-together. There's nothing wrong with planning for those. We can plan to go to a ball game, and we can plan to go hunting and fishing. We can plan to go shopping. We can plan to remodel or build a home or remodel our homes. We can plan for our meals tomorrow. We can plan to go to work tomorrow. We can plan for weddings this year. I can plan for revival for 2025. Nothing's wrong with that planning, but the truth of the matter is, Greg, we know this. We may not get out of bed in the morning. We're guaranteed. You know what you're guaranteed of? Right now. Right now, you know, a guy at work tells me this all the time, Tommy. He says this. He said it to me all the time. Because we talk about the Lord. And he said, God, that's why we call it the present. Because it's a gift from God. That's why we call it the present. That's why we live right today in the present. Because it is a gift from God that we are here this morning. That he allowed our feet to touch the floor this morning when we got up. Listen, I know I'm going to tell a little bit of stories, but I've said this here before. But my stepfather was not sick at all May, almost 2 years ago. June 1st, he got sick. Went to the doctor, found out he had pancreatic cancer. It was dead in November. We are not guaranteed that we will see 2026. None of us in here are guaranteed that. But I can tell you one thing that we are guaranteed of this morning. And that is, we will go with the Lord because the Lord will be with the Christians. We're guaranteed of that. We're not guaranteed of a whole lot more. As a matter of fact, listen, that's why the scripture tells us in James 14, as we look into an uncertain 2025, as we look into it, it says, that's what the scripture says, for we ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. A lot of times we don't say that, do we? Man, I got revival planned in November. Lord will. I mean, it may be for some people in here, but Dave Long may never see it. You may not live to see September and see the Christmas trees and Santa Claus is going up right after Labor Day. I'm just saying, we are not guaranteed. We're not, and I'm not trying to be a downer about this morning, but listen to me. As you look into 2025, as you look into it, remember, if the Lord will, if the Lord will, you'll do what you want to do this year. And remember, put Him at the forefront of those plans. For by the grace of God, we will go and do. And I cannot emphasize this enough. Not on your own strength. Not on your own merit. It's by the grace and blessings of God. In simple terms, our best laid plans depend upon God allowing them to come to fruition. They do. Plans that can be righteous plans. Revival. Revival will be a righteous plan, right? Plans that can be to glorify God. All the plans that I can make to try to do this stuff, I can make all those plans. But God could have another plan for us. Amen? He may not let those come to fruition, depending on the Lord enabling us to do that. Listen, even if you're on the right path, even if you have the right intent, and are planning them in the right heart, the Bible tells us we need to still qualify that with, if the Lord will, if the Lord will, we will do that. Because we are unable to take one breath, and we're unable to take one step without God allowing it. I mean, that's just as simple as that. Look at verse 13, and it says this. It says, go to now, ye that say, or in other words, now listen who says this today. Go to now, ye that say, well, today I'm going to go do this. You know what he's telling us even at this? You have no guarantee that you're going to do anything this afternoon. I tell this story quite a bit about a guy I work with up at Manville. And I was lockered beside of him. And as I lockered beside of him, he had worked at the plant for 40 years and was going to retire. And I shook his hand and I said, I hope you have a healthy, blessed retirement. And he walked out of there on January the 1st. Well, it was January 2nd. We didn't work the 1st, but I seen him on the 2nd. And I will remember this. He worked till the 20th of January, and they had a snowstorm. He was out shoveling snow and died of a massive heart attack. Never drew one drop of his retirement that he had planned to do all of his life. Never did any of that stuff. Folks, we are not guaranteed that this afternoon we are going to make it home. We should say, Lord, I'm going to go home, Lord willing. When you got up, when you get up in the morning and you head out to work and you had to go do whatever you do, you need to say, honey, Lord willing, I will see you tonight for supper. Lord willing, I will go and do this. Lord willing, I'll go and do that. That's what the Bible's telling us to do. It's what it's telling us to say. And anything else, brothers and sisters, you think it's on your own will, it tells us we are fools. It's not me selling it. It's what the Bible's telling it. James is saying, you and I have no idea what is going to happen today, other than right now, where you are sitting in this church, what is going to happen today, not alone, an hour from now, 24 hours from now. We have no idea. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. There's, like I said, there's nothing saying not to plan. That's what it's not saying. The problem lies is doing it without regards to God in the plan. Because God is in our lives is more important than our plans. Amen? God's will in our lives is more important than our plans. It is. It is because God's will is more important than our planned vacation. It's more important than our planned retirement. It's more important than anything that we can come up to plan. God's will for our life. God's will is more important than our family get-togethers. Listen, Tink and her sister will sit down and get together for a family reunion that they plan every September. Every September. And they send out the invitations either through Messenger or through whatever they send them out through. And they send them out. And people get them. And they want them to respond back. Will you be there? So they can plan. A lot of them will send back, yeah, we'll be there. And some of them are never there because they never make it to that point in that time. And it happens year after year after year. I'm here to tell you, the Lord will. We will go and do this and do that. Whereas ye knew not what shall be on the morrow. Why? Because you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. Listen, we should live, like I said, we should live in the present right now. Right now is a gift from God. We should live right now. Did you know? And again, in West Virginia alone, 280 people die each year on average in West Virginia because of vehicle accidents. Did you know that? That seems like a lot, doesn't it? On average, 280. 280 folks got up to go somewhere in their vehicle and didn't make it there because they died of a vehicle accident. And let's bring it a little closer home. Jackson County, West Virginia is the third highest vehicle death rate in the state of West Virginia out of every county. Did you know that? Brothers and sisters, we have no guarantee, none, whether or not we will make it. I remember Laura, and I say this, thank you, Lord. Laura, I'm going to use you, pick on you for a minute. She was coming home from work one night, right down there by the Y, and a deer run out. How many of you have hit deer in here before? Just kept right on going, didn't you? But you know what this deer did? It got underneath her wheel, locked her wheels up, and sent her down over the hill, over the bank. Am I right on that, Lord? We have no guarantee that just hitting a deer is going to be the end of it, right? I'm here to tell you right now, if the Lord will, you'll go to work and come home tomorrow. Lord willing. Lord willing. That's why it's important. That's why it says, listen, Lord willing, we'll see you after a while. Lord willing, we'll see this. Lord willing, we'll do that. Lord willing, I'll be home for supper. Look, I could go on and on and on, but it's certain. We are not certain what life will throw at each of us. in 2025. Most of you know I just retired. My last day was last Thursday. Just retired. And Lord willing, I'm hoping to have a long, prosperous, healthy retirement. But I have no guarantee of that. None. Because God may have other plans. But what I do know about this is, if I die right now, I'm going home to be with Jesus. I know that. I know that. And you know what? I am praising Him every step of the way for that. Thank God for that today. Thank Him for that. Others would say this. Listen, if I was to ask you what your life is, I wrote this down because I know the spectrum of what people work in here. But if I was to ask you what your life is, what would you tell me? Would you tell me, well, I'm a teacher. I work in a school system. Others say I work in a manufacturing facility. Others would say I work for the government. I work for the county. Others would say I'm retired. Others would say my kids, my grandkids are my life. My volunteer work is my life. But what if I was to tell you that's not your life? What if I was to tell you that nothing I just mentioned is your life? That's part of the life you live in, right? That's part of it. Again, what is your life? Here's what God says it is. For what is your life? It is even a vapor. That's what your life is. You know what? You can't hold a vapor. You can't hold it. You can't grab it and freeze it and keep it for later. You can't put it in a Tupperware or catch it in a jar. You can't do that with a vapor. And that's what He's trying to get across to us. Our life is not so much the aspects of what we do in our life. That's part of our life. Our life should be to live for God. Our total life should be to live for God and to do what God wants us to do, His will in our lives. Man, alive, there's so much time, brothers and sisters. We look at this and we go about it and we say to ourselves, we say, well, I've got so much life to live. We don't know how much life we have to live. That's the important part of. That's why I'm going to ask you this morning. Listen, the Bible says that your earthly life and my earthly life is nothing but a vapor. And one day it will be gone. And here, in 1 second, it's gone. You and I could take our next breath unless God allowed it. You remember when you put your kids in a walker? And remember when you put your kids in a walker and all their food was soft? And you had to give it to them, right? Life's a vapor. One day your kids are going to be putting you in a walker. Mashing up your food. I know I'm funny, but you think it's funny, but isn't that the truth? What goes around, Debbie comes around. And one day, they're going to do that to us, right? And if we live long enough, and I thought about that. Listen, and you know what? They had no teeth. One day, I'm losing more of them as the years go by. You know, one day, if you live long enough, those same kids will be doing that to you. Listen, 1 Timothy says it best, 6:7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out of it. Whether they cremate you or put you in a box. I like this analogy here. I thought about this the other day. Monopoly. How many of you have ever played Monopoly? How many of you are good at Monopoly? I used to be pretty good at it. I would go through and be doing that to the kids and have Brian and Stephanie there, and I'd take all their money, and I thought, but you know what happened at the end? You folded it all up, put the money back in a thing, you put it in a box, and you throw it, you put it aside. One day when your life's over, they're going to be putting you in a box. And life's going to go just like that. It's just going to go just like that. But praise God. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad. Today, right now, we're here this morning. We're breathing. We're serving the Lord. Let us rejoice in the day that He has given us, and let us be glad in this day that we are living in. Praise His name this morning. Listen, I was listening to Jess and Franklin this morning. I don't know if you heard him this morning or not, Patty. But he was talking about something somebody was saying about in here this morning. About, you know what? We all like to, the Bible says, come and dine. We all like to eat. And there are certain things we like better than other things. But you know, as Christians, He's telling us to come and dine. And you know what? You can have of the Spirit of God. You know what? You've got to be willing to come and dine. You've got to be willing to eat of the Word of God. You've got to be willing to fast. You've got to be willing to pray. You've got to be willing to do the things. And all that being said, as we go into 2025, Lord willing, I'll see you back here January 2026. Lord willing, Tommy, I'll see you coming down the hall tomorrow or whatever day it is. Lord willing. And that's what he wants us to understand. There's one thing that is for certain. God said this. It is not His will that what? Any should perish. Aren't you glad He just doesn't pick and choose and say, well, I want this one and I don't want that one? Romans 1:20 wouldn't be right. It says that they're without excuse. If that's the case, if God can just pick and choose, then they got an excuse. I'm here to tell you, I'm glad that one day, God sent His Holy Spirit upon my life and convicted me. And you know what else I'm glad of? That I got on my knees and accepted it into my heart. Praise Him this morning. Teresa, can you come and get a song this morning, or do you want to get an overhead? It's up to you. She comes and gets a song this morning. I ask you this morning, listen to me. I don't know where you're at. 2024 is gone. You may have had the best 2024 of your life. I have no idea. But you know what? It's 2025 now. Yesterday's gone. Last week's church service is over. You may have had an awesome church service. I don't know. But I can tell you this, wherever it's at, today is the day. God wants you to serve Him today, right now, while you're here. If they get a song, if anybody has a need, come this morning, please.